although we should feel optimistic about our capacity to solve the Ebola crisis, we cannot be complacent simply because the news attention on it has waned. We have to stay with it, and that's why I'm calling Congress to make sure that it approves before it leaves the emergency funding request that we put forward to respond to Ebola both domestically and internationally. The funding is going to help us strengthen our domestic health systems so that we can respond to any future cases that may arise in the United States, wherever they might happen. It's going to devote much needed resources to sustain our efforts in West Africa. It will accelerate the testing and approval of Ebola vaccines and treatments, and it's going to help vulnerable countries to, in the future, prevent, detect, and respond to outbreaks of various communicable diseases before they become epidemics, and that ultimately is good for our public health. The more we can catch these things early, where they begin, the less risks we have over the long term. And as I've said before, in some ways, we are lucky. Ebola is a very difficult disease to transmit. If we have a comparably lethal disease that is airborne, we have much bigger problems. So this gives us an opportunity to start putting in place the kind of public health detection infrastructure around the globe that is necessary should additional pandemics or epidemics or outbreaks arise.